Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we have been working our way through Ephesians chapter 4 and specifically dealing with walking worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. And we've been looking at various verses throughout this particular chapter. Last week, we looked at the fact that God has given to each one of us pastors, teachers, evangelists, individuals that will come into our lives and minister God's Word so that we can walk worthy of the vocation that we have been called into. And today we have the challenge that's given following the gift of these individuals, where Paul says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him, into all things, which is the head, even Christ. One of the ways in which we learn to walk worthy is by growing up spiritually. There is nothing normal about remaining a child when you should be an adult. Remember what Paul said? He said, whenever I was a child, I spake as a child, but when I became a man, I put away what? Childish things. We live in the day and age of perpetual adolescence. We really have not learned to grow up. We expect kids to remain in their childhood longer than they should. It's a sad thing. Parents sometimes get the misnomer. We want to keep them children as long as we can. Oh, I thought the whole idea was to grow up and become an adult. Do I hear an amen? But we challenge that with unbiblical thinking, because Paul says here, one of the things that shows that you're growing and maturing as a Christian is that you put away childish things and you grow up, realizing that God is the head, His Son Jesus Christ is the head, as he says here, that we may grow up into Him in all things, not just some things. Not just in the areas that we let God control. We'll let God have this little area over here, but this area is my area. That's not a mature Christian. That's a childish Christian. Because the Bible tells us that we are to allow Him to control all things because He is the head, Jesus Christ. To walk worthy means that we grow up, that we put away childish things, that we become an adult spiritually. And that means we have to be challenged. I think one of the greatest lessons of my life was the first credit card bill that I got. I got a credit card. I got a JCPenney credit card. That was my first credit card, okay? Because I needed clothes for college. And I said, you know, I'll build up my credit. So I got me a JCPenney credit card, and I went out and bought a whole bunch of clothes. Boy, that was great. Swipe it. You know, walk out the door, I had this whole wardrobe, and then I got the bill. I had to pay it. Because Dad had told me, he said, you got to pay your credit card debt when you get it that first month, and I didn't have the money. So the next month, guess what? Interest rates. And I started learning some powerful adult lessons. All right? Adult lessons. Dad had given me the credit card to go fill up his car and his truck. And I didn't think anything about that. That's just plastic. Swipe it. But then the adult lesson started to come in. Somebody has to pay it. And the same thing is true in the Christian life. We cannot live with immature thoughts about God. We must grow up and we must understand He's the head. I am the one that follows. I don't lead Him. I follow Him. And that's an adult lesson that we all need to learn.